Riverfront. This is Chelsea, and welcome to the 505 Podcast. This is episode 3 in a short mini-series around the table with the Wilmington Kitchen Collective team with Lisa and Eric. Episode 1 was an introduction to both of them. If you don't already know them, you should go listen. And if you do, I bet you'll find out something new about them if you go listen. Episode 2 was a look at our upcoming fundraiser on February 17th, our Feast for the Future. And in this episode, we are talking about where that feast will be held. Very excited that the fundraiser will be held at Aldersgate United Methodist on 202. And wonder, Eric, why is it at Aldersgate?
Aldersgate is our latest and greatest.
Ooh, greatest. Better watch out.
Kitchen that we put together through the Wilmington Kitchen Collective. So we kind of want to show off, you know, our new baby, so to speak.
Yeah. It's been quite the journey getting Aldersgate on board. And both of you have been instrumental in that. Lisa, I wonder if you would just share a little bit about that location and that kitchen.
Well, it's outside of the city, which is our first kitchen outside of the city, but just outside of the city on 202.
And it's still a Wilmington
still
address.
Still technically Wilmington. It's Wilmington. And it's certainly not far. I actually need to ask you, Chelsea, why we chose Aldersgate or why it chose us.
Yeah, maybe taking it back to the beginning. So, a ways ago now, like a year ago, year and a half ago, we had a couple of different churches reach out to us, really once we opened up First and Central Presbyterian. Folks were like, wait, you're going to open multiple locations? What would it look like to come open here? And so we had a couple of different places to consider. And Aldersgate, for a couple of different reasons, made sense. One, we actually liked that it was a little bit outside the city, but still a Wilmington kitchen. It has a great parking lot. Yes. And a great location off 202. But more so than their location and their parking lot, they are a church that is excited about mission and is excited about relationships with those that they're in mission with. Aldersgate is a church that I've been familiar with since college and their support of campus ministry at the University of Delaware. Got first connected with them then stayed connected with them as I was a young adult missionary, and they were one of the churches that was kind of like sponsoring my missionary time. And so they've just shown up in the community in a lot of different ways throughout the years. And then in addition to their mission, their love for mission and their love for relationship building, they have a certified commercial kitchen. And so one of the things we learned with First and Central Presbyterian when we opened there is that there's this whole set of spaces that are already certified by the health department to be homes for culinary business, right? There's all these locations that already have their permits with the health department, which meant that while the kitchen needed a couple of upgrades, it did not have to be completely rehabbed or in any kind of way. So it was kind of a lighter lift to open. And the team at Aldersgate, both their staff and their lay members, have just been really excited and really on board from the beginning. We've had some things to work out, like where do storage cages go and what does building use look like, but those
where
are
do
all
we put the freezers
right where do we put the freezers but those are things you got to figure out no matter who you're working with, and so have just been really grateful to their trustees and their mission team and the ways that they've really come around this project.
I had no idea that your history with Aldersgate went back so far, and that must feel even more exciting for you that we're going to be part of their world.
Yeah, it's as some of you know, after college, attending at the University of Delaware, I moved to Detroit and then to DC, and I was away from this area for about 7 or 8 years, and didn't really expect to move home or close to home. And so, but it's a gift for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some, like, thinking of one family in particular that's who have become friends. And we connected because their son, who at the time was probably, like, 7 maybe 8, he, like, drew this picture on this exam survival bag. They used to do this bag of, like, goodies at exam time. And their children's ministry got involved by drawing pictures on the bags for us as college students. And he drew a picture of the football team, but the marching band was in the picture. And so I chose that bag because I was like, this is a cool little drawing. And became friends with that family. And that same young boy, who is now a high school senior, just accepted his college acceptance to University of Delaware. And just feels like full circle to have been in relationship with them this long. Nice. It's a special place for sure. Yeah.
Well, we've been busy. Eric's been busy. I've helped a little.
Yeah, Eric's really been busy.
Over there getting it ready to go and getting it cleaned. It was just basically power washed from top to bottom, which was always a really good thing to have happen because it means we're getting closer.
Yes.
And Eric made that happen. And what are we doing next over there?
We have to finish the cages. We have to finish. We got them in place. We have them together, but we have to secure them.
There was some assembly required.
Yes.
And for those that don't know, when you say cages, what do you mean by cages?
When I say cages, we have secure storage cages for our entrepreneurs to store their dry goods. And this way, you know, with them being secure, nobody could, you know, tamper with their belongings or anything like that. And they can rest assured that it'll be there when they come back and they need it the next time. So that's why we call them cages.
Yeah. You know. As you, so both of you are kitchen people for sure. As you think about like the layout of the Aldersgate kitchen and the storage and just like that space, what excites you as a chef and as a caterer, about that space?
I like that space. I think is very practical. I think it's user friendly because, you know, right next to the kitchen is your dish room. You have everything you need right there. The kitchen's not too big where you would get lost in it, but it's not too small where you can't function.
Hmm.
So I like that about it.
It's just right.
Yes.
And the storage, in the world of the Wilmington Kitchen Collective, you have to be pretty creative about where you put things. It's not one refrigerator and one closet in a kitchen.
Yeah.
You're working with 6, 4, 6, 8 entrepreneurs who are sharing the space, and they all need their own dry storage and cold storage, so we have to get refrigeration on these cages that we're referring to, and we have to figure out where they go. So Aldersgate is not only a wonderful location and has a very special place in Chelsea's heart, but it's set up in that it has a few hallways right outside of the kitchen where all this storage and refrigeration fit as if it was made for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Eric mentioned the dish room. Any kitchen that has a dish room is a winner. Let's just put it that way.
No doubt.
A chef's dream, a kitchen staff's dream is an actual commercial dishwasher, and this has that. And he's right by saying it's the perfect size. It's not too big. It's not too small. It's just right.
Just right.
Yep. That's
right.
Just right.
And again, we're helping them, and they're helping us. And so it's a partnership, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Only thing missing in that kitchen is a smoker.
Oh.
But that's in kitchen number 4. I'm going to put that out there.
I will tell you, between you and me and Chelsea, there's somebody that's interested in bringing a smoker in the world of the Wilmington Kitchen Collective. So, your dream could come true. Also missing are some entrepreneurs over there.
So speaking of our entrepreneurs, a lot of folks outside of the Kitchen Collective world, and really inside too, are amazed that we're thinking about well, that we're about to open a third site, mm-hmm. right? And we're thinking about more sites. And I too would, if I didn't know what I knew, I'd be like, what are they doing over there?
Yeah.
And so Lisa, I wonder if you might just share like, why another site?
Well, what we're doing over here is helping as many people as we can. We have a long list, probably just about 40 at this point, of folks who are looking for a space where they can create their creations, whatever they may be. So we've filled up all the spaces at Grace and First and Central, so now we're on to Aldersgate, and we've been talking to people who are interested in going in there, so we are in the process of interviewing people and talking to them and finding the right people to fit in these slots that we have. Like I said, there's a lot of people looking for a place to make their magic, and that's what that's why we're growing. Mm-hmm. To help these people make their magic. So here we are with kitchen number 3 and hopefully possibly kitchen number 4 on the horizon sometime.
We had some funders really, really early on who just kept questioning if we were even going to be able to fill kitchen number 1, right? They're like, are you sure that 8 businesses exist that want to do this model, that want to share space with one another, that want to do this? Are you sure there are 8? And we were pretty sure in those first, like, early on. And even long before we opened Kitchen 1, like, we maybe had just started construction at Kitchen 1. We started to get phone calls for space. And we did not have a process for a wait list because we didn't think we were going to need one. We thought, like, hopefully we can fill this kitchen. And by the time maybe we were halfway through construction, we had a list of at least 20 businesses. And at times that list has grown to 80 businesses, and have been so grateful for Lisa's work in particular of communicating with that wait list and figuring out how many are really ready to open right now. So much of our work at the Kitchen Collective is helping folks discern of, are you ready for this step? And some are, but some also aren't. And so for the ones that aren't, it's then a question of, all right, what support do you need so that someday you could be ready to move into the collective? But that waiting list is so long, and there are so many dreams and so many stories and so many families, and just that waiting list is some of what keeps us up at night, some of what keeps us going, but it's really exciting that we have met this, that we're meeting this need, and that the need exists in a way that's encouraging us to grow to future sites.
Exactly. We're excited. We're very excited.
Yes.
And Eric and I just got here in October, so the ship was sailing when we got here, pretty well, I might say. Mm-hmm. And so this is our first project, if you will, that we're sort of helping. Well, we came in about halfway through. The hard part was probably done.
Yeah, the hard part was done.
But we're glad to be here to help Chelsea do all the stuff that she'd probably not, she'd rather not be doing right now, because she has a lot going on.
I'm glad we have a team.
Yeah. So, and this is right up our alleys. I mean, this is what Eric and I, this is what excites us. So it's not work to us. It's fun. It's fun to figure out how many spoons we need to buy and and what size mixer we need to buy and, you know, how to fix the oven that we already have. So it's not work. It's fun. And we're really excited about this kitchen and getting it going.
Yeah. There's lots of pieces of the puzzle, for sure. Definitely. Right? And in preparing the space, it's, right, like getting the equipment up and running and getting things cleaned and, like, the practical pieces of the kitchen, for sure. But then there's a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff, right? The meeting with trustees and the preparing the church to share their building with 8 new people and mm-hmm. the navigating who's going to park where and the talking with our partners of what does it look like to bring 8 more people on and making sure that they're ready for their business licenses and all of that, working with the health department and submitting our applications and navigating all of the health department stuff.
Which is where we are now. Yeah. That's been submitted.
Yep, so that's where we are.
So now we wait for them, and in the meantime, we find the right people to go in those spots, and we finish up the last-minute details that need to be finished up there. Next week, we're going to go over there, and we're going to put that kitchen back together and make sense of it, and then we'll be ready.
Yeah, we're getting really close. This is like the last little push over the finish line, and we're getting really close, but... just really grateful to our funders and to our community partners that continue to make this work possible. To Wilmington Alliance, particularly, who has bought into this long-term vision and who is committed long-term financially to being on this journey with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And to Aldersgate for believing in this mission and for saying yes to this project. I just think back to, and also a gratitude to Grace Methodist folks and to First and Central folks who, especially at Grace, people who could see this vision and could believe that it was possible before we really had a plan. You know, we were building a lot of the plan as we went with Grace and had a lot of, trial and error here, and just grateful for this like safe space to figure it out, and we're still doing a lot of figuring it out, but we kind of know what we're doing a little bit. So it's like, it's also really refreshing to be like, all right, here are the steps. Here's the timeline. Here's realistically how long this is going to take. Here's when we should start. Like, just feels really good to know more than we knew 3 years ago. Like, I just, shoo, that feels good.
Probably easy peasy for you now.
Maybe not easy, but it feels good for sure. It feels like this like steady rhythm, and it's just for me exciting every time someone new joins our team and our story. Right, every time, whether it's a church that becomes a home to the Kitchen Collective, like Aldersgate, whether it's a church that says, "Look, we don't have space for you, but here's a donation because we believe in what you're doing." Whether it's a mentor who says, "Hey, I used to run a business. Do you have anyone who needs help with accounting?" Like, whatever it is, there's just so many people around this table that make the collective possible. And I'm really excited for February 17th, our Feast for the Future.
Yes.
Hope that you will buy your ticket online at WilmingtonKitchenCollective.com, that you'll join us at Aldersgate as we have a really great party and celebration, and that you'll stop by. If you ever want a tour of one of our spaces, let us know. We'd love to give you a tour and share our story. But thank you to Aldersgate. Thanks for this next step.
We can't wait.
We're ready.
We're excited.
We're ready. So friends, thanks for tuning in, especially if you've been with us in this three-part mini-series on the Kitchen Collective. Thanks for being a part of this journey, for hearing some of what's next and what's been, and hope that you'll continue to tune in. And again, we hope to see you on the 17th.